Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
We're back. Yes, indeed. Thank the Most High. We're back again. Back again for another episode. Yes, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Eddie Mia of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Yes, so very thankful to the Most High for this opportunity, this precious opportunity to be back with you here again. Yes, and I thank the Most High for every ear that He brings near. And I thank you all, yes I do, for listening. For the Most High has told me, yes directly has He told me, that I have for His cause some very important things for Him, yes, that I must do. The Most High calls a prophet to speak with others would not. For indeed, my brothers and sisters, men more often than not have been more concerned for personal pulpits and thrones than for the ultimate divine covenant cause, the one consent, healing, and reconciliation of a people devout unto the one Most High, for the making one, my brothers and sisters, of a world entire unto the ways of eternal peace. But now, my brothers and sisters, even now the time, my brothers and sisters, that time has come when the promise times of refreshing are upon us. The time to rediscover the ancient truths. The time foretold, my brothers and sisters, that all the precious truths that unscrupulous men for so long have schemed to keep hidden in the darkness, must again be brought to the light, to at last remember all that should never have been forgotten by truth-loving brothers and sisters is now. For again, the Most High has told me that I have for him some very important things for his cause that I must do. And he told me that because of what I must do, he said that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, that I would have his protection and his guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, I am indeed utmost thankful. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, has he told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, that I must tell you things, precious truths, that men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and yes, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. So let it be in this day when the Most High is appointed, yes, that all the truth that the world would obscure must again come to light, when all who would hide the truth from you must be exposed, when indeed, my brothers and sisters, all that has been hidden in the darkness must come to light, must be revealed. Let it be, my brothers and sisters, that all who would serve the Most High cry aloud. Hallelujah.
Well, my brothers and sisters, we are back. Yes, indeed, we're back again for another episode, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I am your host, Eddie Mia of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Indeed, so very thankful to the Most High for this precious opportunity to be back with you here again to speak these very precious words the Most High has granted for the healing of his people. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, directly as he told me, that I must tell you things, yes, that indeed I must tell you things, that men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, deny, pervert, silence, and yes, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. Blessed, therefore, are they who discern, my brothers and sisters, that we must, unto the glory and honor of the holy name, seek the Most High. Yes, I said seek the Most High. At last, my brothers and sisters, shall we exceed all the contentions, all the partialities, all the pluralities, all the pollutions, my brothers and sisters, that have been the result of what men have exalted, even seeking to comfort themselves, my brothers and sisters, after their own ideals. Yes, since the dawn of human fall. Indeed, my brothers and sisters, no question about it. Unto the kingdom of Yah, unto the truth of what is required to prepare. I said unto the truth that is required that we prepare for the kingdom of Yah. There's no question about it, my brothers and sisters. I said there's no question about it. Humanity unto the kingdom of the one Most High. Humanity must, my brothers and sisters, seek the Most High himself. I said must seek the Most High himself, because without question, absolutely none of the present status quo of this present world. Do I need to repeat that, my brothers and sisters? Absolutely none of the present status quo seeming wise in this present age. None of them, my brothers and sisters, after that which a world has sought to commonly exalt. None of them, I repeat, my brothers and sisters, not even one is true to all the Most High has decreed from the beginning, we must ascertain that indeed, my brothers and sisters, true to the Most High, we might indeed be one. I'd like to read a bit of scripture to you. And the idea that is related there is reverberated. I said it is reverberated, my brothers and sisters, from during the most ancient times, even till now. We must understand, I said we must understand that the Most High, the book of Hebrews tells us in the 4th chapter, that the works of Yah are from the foundation of the world, finished from the foundation of the world, meaning that what the Most High has intended to receive from mankind, what he has expected of mankind, was declared from the very beginning. And my brothers and sisters, his word is eternal, and his word shall not return to him void, Isaiah 55, but shall accomplish all that for which he has spoken it. We must then realize, my brothers and my sisters, we must then realize that if man falls short of awakening, I said if man falls short of awakening to the full fruition of that which the Most High has decreed from the beginning, the Most High still has a plan. I said the Most High still has a plan by which he shall restore mankind to the remembrance of all that he has spoken. There's no debate about it, however, my brothers and sisters, that the multitude of various standards that this world has exalted have not been true to that pure, perfect standard the Most High from the beginning intended. But had they been true to that perfection, I said, had the standards of this world exalted been true to that perfection, the multitude of variant standards we see in the world would not have come to exist at all. There would be no need for, my brothers and sisters, a time of great restoration that is promised. There would be no need for the coming of the King of Kings, the Shiloh, the Messiah, my brothers and sisters, if the standards of this world were indeed salvation. Messiah must come to restore a covenant to a world that has for a long time been divided after a mass of misrepresentations. I said Messiah must return to restore a world beyond a mass of misrepresentations wherein men have called upon the holy name. And as Isaiah 48 says, not unto all that is truth, and not unto all righteousness. Indeed, my brothers and sisters, I would tell you now, a man has been in bondage whenever he's been subject to any institutionality. Yes, my brothers and sisters, man has been in bondage whenever he's been subject to any institutionality that has not been true or has not been accessed to the full fruition of all that the Most High has required of mankind, knowing that purity and completion can offer only one choice. If I need to repeat that, let me say it again. Purity and completion offers but one choice. We need to understand, my brothers and sisters, there's a scriptures in Isaiah 48:22, around 57:21-23. Scriptures tells us that when Messiah appears, there is no peace. They put down wicked, but that means to the lawless. And we have discussed many times on this show, of late in particular, about the command that is called the Shema. We must seek the Most High with all our minds, heart, soul, and might. 57:21. Right. It also says the same thing. No peace to the lawless, said the Most High. And it says this after saying that we must exceed all the varying ideas of the rulers. What then does this mean, my brothers and sisters? What then does this mean? Understand there would not be a multitude of variant rulerships in this world if, I repeat, there would not be a multitude of variant rulerships in this world if man had sought in all things before the Most High to be lawful, all that is divine righteousness, knowing that Yah is one and therefore seeking all that is his will. If man had sought always the pure, perfect will of Yah, never fallen away, never falling away from the knowledge of how to repent, then, my brothers and sisters, humanity, today would be one. And in fact, my brothers and sisters, man would be much more prepared for the one who is called Wonderful Counselor and the Prince of Peace. What has prevented men from being prepared for that Wonderful Counselor? Men have had all their varying ideas of what they want to call wisdom, what they want to call peace, what they want to call wise. My brothers and sisters, when the scripture says there's no peace to the lawless, we must understand that in Hebrew, the word for peace and the word for completion are one, and in so many ways, my brothers and sisters, one and the same. In other words, there's no peace with the Most High after any partial standard. No one was ever given the right or authority to subdivide divine law in any way. I said no one was ever given the right to subdivide divine law in any way. I mean, dare man go before the Most High, who is one, and say that he is justified before him, true to him, while seeking in any way to take away from what is divine word and premise and ideal? Hey, I see scriptures that say to us quite plainly, Matthias 4:4, for instance, man lives by every word that proceeds from the mouth of Yah. Shall man defy the very principle of existence? Shall man defy even the very purpose for which he exists and say that he shall yet live? We've talked many times on this show, my brothers and sisters, about the fact that the attainment of eternal life is attainment of conscience beyond contradiction. It is a contradiction if we seek to add to anything the Most High said, or if any way we seek to take away, my brothers and sisters. It's contradiction against him who spoke the words in the first place. No one, I repeat, no one has the right to tell the Most High what he should ignore of his most holy word. I repeat, no one has the right to tell the Most High that he should ignore any part of his word, say it be counted wise. In fact, my brothers and sisters, it's the foolish man who believes that disregarding any of what is the word of the Most High could be considered wise in the first place. So often men seek to subdivide the word or take away and compromise it, and that's simply not understanding the importance of what the Most High has declared, failing to realize that the Most High does nothing and says nothing without reason. Perhaps that needs to soak in again. Most High says and does nothing without having very good reason. And if man fails to discern that reason, let it be said again. To know what's said and not know why it is said is to miss the point, and perhaps to miss many. In fact, my brothers and sisters, it's because men have not discerned so much as contained in the scriptures. And many of my brothers and sisters haven't realized that never having stood upon a firm foundation, never having stood upon the foundation that was the expectation of the early church and the prophets of old, most have never understood that all they've ever sworn allegiance to and made an oath to was merely a compromise, hypocrisy, and a fabrication of man. It might sound like a hard statement, my brothers and sisters, but I'd like to speak through some of these things tonight. None of the idols that men have made. I said none of the idols, concepts of deity that men have created, denying the Most High who is one and all that he is, none of those variant standards have been a covenant with Yah, and an oath to none of these counterfeits created of men, none of them, my brothers and sisters, I repeat, none of them, whereas men have made oaths unto them, have been an oath genuinely unto the one Most High. An oath unto the fabrications of man. An oath unto the institutions of man which have denied divine will have never been an oath truly unto the Most High as he is. Never been an oath unto what the Most High declared that his people must always hold dear as a common sense of expectation. Like I said, the first command of all, utmost command of all, Messiah, said in Mark 12:29-31, Hear, O Israel, the Most High is one. That means we must seek him for all that is his pure, perfect will with all our minds, hearts, souls, and might, that we may be able to show forth an example. Hey, preserve a testimony that would be a blessing to our people, that we all be one. The soul that does not do this, seeking to exalt any lesser standard, is automatically counted among the lawless, already counted among the wicked, already counted among the transgressors. Isaiah 46:8-13. Remember these things, O ye sinners. Bring them again to mind, O ye transgressors, and show yourselves men. When we seek the Most High with all our minds, hearts, souls, and might, we all recognize him as one. And believe me, my brothers and sisters, it is a sin if at any point, did you hear me? It is a sin if at any point we see contradictions and contentions among us, and we do not seek the Most High to discern beyond those contentions and contradictions, if it be not in our hearts to seek the truth that might bring solution. If we become self-satisfied in any way and do not realize our obligation to seek the truth, try to help to heal the contentions and injustices and differences of opinion that exist among men, we've already defied the first command of all. He said he's the Most High who led you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. How about out from ignorance and contentions and multitude of polytheist ideas, contentious ideas of deity that can never be true to the will of one? All such contradictions and adversarialism, my brothers and sisters, are obstacles against the Son of the Most High as he is. Said you have to have no other gods before him. Last show I related how if they really look really close, it said no other. Look at those concepts in the Hebrew closely. It really relates in so many ways, my brothers and sisters, that the Most High, who when brought his people out of the land of Egypt, wasn't bringing them out just out from the land of Egypt, but also out of the conscience. The conscience of mass contradiction, polytheism, Babylonish confusion. But as a master teacher, my brothers and sisters, he declared also the Shabbat, as he had of old, as people be taught that there might be a perpetuation of a constant conscience. The Most High, therefore, is a master teacher. It's actually told mankind. But you surely then must seek him, all that is divine will, plan, and purpose. The man never bring forth to the Most High as an offering. Perpetuation of ignorance. He said no other. It really is like saying, you should not bring your ignorance before me. Not bring your vanities before me. Man must hear from the Most High. Must be directed and led by the Most High. I'll tell you what the Most High told me long ago. He told me point blank, plainly, anything that is in my head or anything that will be worth anything that's in my head. In other words, anything with my in my head that will ever be worth anything, it is he who has to put it there. How is it that men have just presumed that what seems wise according to their own conscience, carnal conscience, oftentimes not even aware of all the Most High has planned or considered or desired that we consider? How is it that men have imagined that thoughts, ideas, plans satisfactory unto themselves after the shallow-minded vision of men? How dare men just imagine? How do men just simply imagine that what they see simply according to their own designs and their own hearts? How do men just imagine after a carnal mind that they discern all the Most High's decrees as a blessing under his perfect will? Man must transcend. I said man must transcend the mass of his diverse opinion. Man must transcend the shallow-mindedness, short-sighted vision of his own heart. He must ask the Most High to show them that which he has not known. Man must ask of the Most High to remember all that has been missing from his conscience for a long time and all that has been forgotten. It's the reason why the Holy Spirit, Scripture says, teaches all things, brings all things to remembrance, and reveals what is to come in the future. In other words, sets us on it when discerning what the Most High declared from the beginning. We might prepare for what he has declared as an eventuality. Anything else, my brothers and sisters, is a crooked path after which men are led astray. But what is amazing? Quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, what is amazing is that across the nation, I said across the nation, men by and large have not really truly understood what has been their purpose from the beginning. And have not discerned, my brothers and sisters, that the variant standards that have been the multitude of nations and denominations of men have not understood the eventuation, my brothers and sisters, for which man was created. And to preserve what is divine intent and purpose and conscience in this earth. Tall set of statements, I know. But my brothers and sisters, we have to understand man was created to receive and emanate and preserve in the earth the conscience of his maker. Sadly, most walk the earth have had their perceptions blighted, never realizing a need to seek the Most High beyond the status quo after which they are born. We should be very thankful, my brothers and sisters, the Most High has promised the one who will not judge up to merely what eyes see or merely what ears hear. The diverse standards of this world and the multitude of varying contradictions you would not call sufficient to praise the Most High or to honor him. This one will not be satisfied for all the Most High has ordained. It's brought again to mind and at last manifest. I know what the Most High told me directly. He told me until I see everything that he has foreordained brought to pass, Did you hear me? He told me until I see everything that he has brought to, he has declared, brought to pass, he said, keep looking. There are those, however, who only look forward to what they have heard after the varying standards of men, sought to see those things that they have been taught by men brought to bear in the truth of the matter. If your leader is only telling you part of the picture, and I tell you now, your leader is only telling you part of the picture. So my brothers and sisters, they blind the minds. They create separation, divisions, contentions, and even sin among the people. And that men have not been compelled to seek the Most High beyond all the varying standards of men. Isaiah 40 has a scripture speaking of Messiah and his appearing, saying, have you not heard, have you not understood? There's no end, if you will, to seeking all that is divine understanding. And his righteous one will come for the express purpose of awakening the minds of a people whose spiritual conscience has been weakened after a multitude of variant leaders. One who will tell the leaders to basically shut up so the people can understand, my brothers and sisters, what they should have always understood. One whom the Most High will raise his conscience. Yes. Raise his conscience, declare testimony that proves foolish all, yes, I said all, the various kings of this earth, according to Isaiah 41. And will prove foolish, my brothers and sisters, all the various standards. Yes, all your political, not only your political, but also, my brothers and sisters, all your religious leaders across the world, wherein none of them have truly given allegiance unto the coming kingdom of Yah. And did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? So busy are they establishing their own quarter, their own institutions, setting up churches still compromised after worldliness, setting up nations, my brothers and sisters, allegiance to nations, compromised in their pluralities, in their partialities, and their multitude of variant opinions and standards. Such that they can never be true to the will of one. After such as this, my brothers and sisters, after such as this, it is impossible for people to have been true after any of these variant standards to the gospel. When they have you swear allegiance to nations that are not perfectly true to the will of one, the scripture says his people must speak no lies, do no iniquity. In other words, a nation that's true to the Most High will never sanction a massive contradiction. When they have you swear allegiance to these various nations and denominations that deny so much truth, brothers and sisters, they actually have you swear allegiance to a false god, defying the very first command of all. How many of us are ready to understand that? Got a lot to say tonight. Y'all willing to get a chance to I'll see Lion 021. That's somebody wants me to give some synopsis on an article on my website, Sacred City Prophecies. Well, if I have a bit of time, I'll try to see if I can do some of that. But it's really important, that article about the Secret City Prophecies at HiddenGospel.com HiddenGospel.com/Secret-City. That is an article that demands that those who would understand it seek the Most High for understanding the massive implications of just about every sentence I'm finding it on. And trust me, my brothers and sisters, for as much as is written there, there's so much more that still yet could be. It's an article that demands, like so many others that are on that website, a consummate understanding of Scripture. But I have sought to relate a guideline, a path after which to see so much that, quite frankly, the rulers of this earth dare never seek to speak. I have a lot to say tonight, but I just simply say about this in a nutshell. All prophecy relates again and again in the last days. Even when some of the very first prophecy outside the scripture speaking of Shiloh. But it's still implicated. So the very first prophecies in the Bible concerning Messiah speak of how in the last day he must come. Ultimately, my brothers and sisters, out from the offspring of Israel. Genesis 49 says the tribe of Judah. I said, out of the tribe of Judah, therefore one born in the midst of people, of the people, according to Isaiah 49. And the scripture says his kind in the last days to bring about the regathering of his people, to expose all the confusions of misallegiances that have captured the minds of his people. His first appearance to mankind in the latter days, I know what they've told you, but the scriptures relay, my brothers and sisters, that his first appearance before he appears to Jerusalem will be in a city directly to the west of Israel, across the sea, a nation of many nations, symbolized by a great eagle. I will tell you the scripture calls a place called Amalek, chief of nations, but you need to understand that in a lot of people in the Middle East have a tendency to kind of roll that L. And oftentimes when they talk about Americans, they don't say American, they say Amalekan. Kind of tells you something. Nation symbolized by a great eagle, a city. The scripture said it would be like an economic hub. A city, my brothers and sisters, bearing within it all the variant religiosities of the world over. Scripture says from that place shall Messiah awaken, even shall at last be revealed, to expose all unrighteousness, warning first that city. Scripture says in advance because the people expect their leaders to tell them these things. That's amazing. The leaders are the one who keep the people confused. In fact, my brother says, I say, woe to anyone who expects their leaders of this world, to speak beyond the status quo. I don't care whose status quo it is. Hey, Gentiles have a status quo. And I regret to say that many who call themselves Israelites, they have a status quo. And all of them fall short of what the scriptures actually declare. I said all of them fall short of looking at the fruition of all the scriptures declared. And Messiah must reprove it all. Scripture says that people will not listen. They will not hearken. Please, for a quick synopsis of it all, I would suggest strongly that you read 24th to 27th chapter of Isaiah. I would say you can read entirely from the 23rd to the 27th chapter. I would say Zephaniah 2 and 1, then 3:13. All these prophecies relate to Messiah would warn a city in the last days. It would not listen. The Most High would destroy that city. Revelation relates the same. 6:12 Revelation through 7:17 relates how the people of Yah should be regathered. Isaiah 66 chapter. Relate, and you need to think about this. There would be no need to regather the people from all unrighteousness if the standards of this world could be considered righteous before Yah. They are not. Every prophecy regarding the appearance of Messiah relates that he comes because humanity has fallen after absolute utter depravity. So it certainly will not be after any lesser conscience or any fallen status quo of man, that people shall be delivered. If your rulers were truly prophets, truly guided by Yah, the greater truths, my brothers and sisters, that they all have conspired to hide, some among them would dare to speak up and declare them. Meaning they weren't prophets at all, my brothers and sisters, because the Spirit brings all these things to remembrance. What are these men, my brothers and sisters, who either hide these truths or will not speak them? You need to think about that, my brothers and sisters. But like I said, the scripture says the Most High would bring an end to that city that the Messiah warns, to declare to a whole world this stagnation that has snared the hearts of men. All this falsehood and flattery, after which men have trusted, call upon the name of the Most High, but not unto the full fruition of all that is His will, as it says in Isaiah 48, not in truth nor in righteousness. It's time for that illusion that such as this is satisfactory must come to an end. That's why you see in Revelation 6, the kings and rulers of the earth running for cover. Isaiah hides from the face of the Lamb, and Him who sits upon the throne. You look in Malachi, it says who should be able to stand. In each case, it's saying that, of course, the rulers who have been partial in the law, who declared people that every man of perverse way, evil way, falling short way, saying that every evil way or falling short way is somehow good in the sight of the Most High, and He delights in such, Most High says He's going to remove them from out of the temple. In fact, Scripture says He would destroy them from the midst of the temple, destroy them out from the midst of what is called the priesthood. Well, quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, all prophecy relating Messiah's appearance is because man has become too depraved in his conscience to discern the measure of his wickedness. And that though only those, my brothers and sisters, who are willing to hearken then to the exceeding word, the Messiah will restore, according to Acts 3:18-23, only those who will hearken to the fullness of that He comes to restore will be kind of confirmed as steadfast, stable, and trustworthy unto building the kingdom of Yah. Conscience, my brothers and sisters, that previously, quite frankly, they had not known. That may be a hard word, my brothers and sisters, for many. But there's a reason why the scriptures say the Spirit of Yah is upon me to preach good tidings to the meek. Those who believe, did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? Those who believe that they are wise after a world of contradictions, my brothers and sisters, are they who trusting in contradictions? For all they say they believe, frankly, men have believed that they are believers so they go to the church. My brothers and sisters, the church houses, are quite frankly, are the prison houses. Church houses today are the prison houses that Messiah spoke that He, by His Spirit, must awaken men to find, let's just say, liberation beyond. There's a reason why the scripture said in Revelation 2 and 3rd, He who has ears and hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Meaning that the leaders of your churches, my brothers and sisters, are not telling you all you need to know to be free. When He said the Spirit of Yah is upon me to preach good tidings to the meek, to open the eyes of the blind, to release the captives, my brothers and sisters, He's talking about awakening the minds of His people to see beyond all of the partializations of man. And yes, all these churches that are filled with perpetuation of worldly misideals, hey, He must awaken the minds to see beyond them all. But quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, like I said before, because they are pluralist in their views, because they seek to uphold variant, like I said, nations and denominations, and even the perpetuity of partial standards, none of them preach the gospel of the peace of the kingdom of Yah. I repeat, none of them preach what is truly the gospel, the way of peace of the kingdom of Yah. Think about it. The gospel of peace, the very word means a whole and sure word, complete and pure word, after which men might have peace with the Most High. I'm about to read a bit of scripture to you in a moment that relates that if a man takes away from any of the word, my brothers and sisters, he has no peace with the Most High. He has no covenant. His covenant is all His word. Man lives by every word that proceeds from the mouth of Yah. All of the Most High has spoken, He requires of His people if we're going to have peace with Him. It's because men have not done what the scriptures have declared. We must. Messiah said, go forth and teach all nations everything that He declared. That means all coming to that pure, complete word, all having an obligation to call upon His name to seek the fullness of all the Spirit will reveal and restore the mind. Because man has not done this, my brothers and sisters.
what has been taught among the nations and among the multitude of denominations after, what, some 45,000, like I said, denominations across 280 nations has not been a covenant with the Most High at all. It's just been man's vanities, incapable of pleasing the Most High according to all that is his design and desire. Hard words, I know, but the truth is what it is. And I say to you again, I'm going to say this too. It may sound like a shocking thing. I might not have enough time to say everything I want to say because I've used up a bit of my time already. Man is going to have to realize something. Rome murdered millions to silence so much of the truth. They created a false church and a false empire, calling it holy. None of it had authority from the Most High because no one has the authority to take away from any of the holy word. The Messiah comes to make sure that word is taught fully and fully brought to bear to perform all that is divine pleasure. Nobody has a right to take away from anything the Most High has spoken. Meaning that man giving his allegiance to a false concept of Messiah, to justify himself in his iniquities and his inequities and his falling short standards, not knowing who the early church knew Messiah to be, and if you don't know who Messiah it was in the minds of the people 2,000 or 2,100 years ago, in the context of what he came to do about 2,600, 2,700 years ago, you don't know, my brothers and sisters, what he comes to do. And if your allegiance was to anything else, it was to a false Messiah, a construct of man. And such an oath and allegiance to a deceitful construct of man was never an oath unto the Most High himself. That might sound like a shocking statement to many, my brothers and sisters, but what I'm telling you is the absolute truth. No oath to an idol construct misrepresenting the plan of Yah has been an oath unto the Most High. In this last days, my brothers and sisters, there's a reason why. The scripture says, in that day all the nations shall seek him, that his rest be glorious. Right now, my brothers and sisters, by and large, men have not sought the Most High himself, but a false concept of Messiah created after the construct of man, never looking forward fully to what the Most High said must be, because, quite frankly, all the false institutionality of this earth must fall that a greater kingdom shall eternally arise. If they didn't teach you what you need to understand that awakens the mind beyond all these counterfeiteries and hypocrisies, then they never preach to you the gospel at all. If they never preach you the gospel of the kingdom of Yah, how could you swear allegiance to him? It says all the scriptures do tell us this. If we read Romans 9:26-10:17, it says all call upon the name of the Most High should be delivered. But it said it is unto Jerusalem, and in Jerusalem the city of peace should be delivered to the remnant whom the Most High has called. And we were warned that not all have heard the preaching of the gospel of the kingdom of Yah. How can man swear allegiance to a kingdom and an ideal that he's never heard? Much to understand. Much to understand. Remember I said before, peace with Yah is after few and complete words. Be perfect even as your heavenly Father is perfect. Be holy even your heavenly Father is holy. It means seek all that is his will, and that's not what men have done. If they had, so much that I have on my website would not be new information to most. I want you to think about something, my brothers and sisters. Genesis 1:26 talks about how the Most High gave man dominion. It is absolutely foolish to believe that the Most High gave man dominion in this earth according to his own carnal conscience, or according to any carnal conscience, for that matter. One thing the Most High told me long ago, sure, it's been some 30 years now, Most High told me, don't you ever believe that the Most High made man stupid. Don't ever believe the Most High made man incognizant or ignorant. Man was created an anointed being. The very word when he said he breathed in him the breath of life, the word there for breath is neshama. And it relates, my brothers and sisters, a sense of divine intellect. Man must receive again, my brothers and sisters, of the Most High unto that conscience. But the only way that he can is he has to first realize the whole world has fallen away from it. And rare few, my brothers and sisters, have been the examples in this earth of a conscience that's truly pursued maturation
unto all that which the Most High requires. Anyone who wants to believe otherwise, the book of Jacob, they call James, tells us, is a double-minded soul and is not worthy to receive anything from Yah. So the spirit of truth, the world will not receive. That means those who seek to justify the standards of this world are not worthy to receive the gift of the spirit that raises conscience beyond all worldly status quo. It's important we understand this, my brothers and sisters. Like I said, that city is an example of all the misconceits of the world entire. And if any of these were viable, the Most High would not send Messiah to reprove them all, that men might have a chance to be free. I want you to hear me. And it appears that I'm going to have to extend the time a little bit. I haven't even begun to touch into my notes yet. Heaven help us. About what I really want to talk about today. But there's so much, my brothers and sisters, that quite frankly, the rulers have been derelict in duty to a teaching. Deuteronomy 4:2, you should not add to the word which I command you, neither you should diminish aught from it. In other words, anything you say, even in elaboration upon these words, must be true to all the Most High has intended. Hey, my brothers and sisters, Rishon va'acharon means must be true unto the full intent of all the Most High requires and all that He reveals. So you should not add to the word which I command you, neither you should diminish aught from it, that you may keep, how about preserve, maintain the conscience and the instruction of the Most High, which He commands and instructs you. Meaning, my brothers and sisters, number one, on top of everything else, men read these words and call them the commandments and say they've read the scripture, but it's the Most High, when they put down commandments, also instruct. It is not possible to fully comprehend these words together as a people, as one, lest we receive the direct instruction of the Most High. His covenant, He says, beyond all the varying institutions of man, Jeremiah 30-31, it says He will write or describe and instruct His law upon the minds and hearts. And then we will be His people. His words after the instruction of another. What did He say? They shall no longer teach every man his neighbor, saying, know the Most High. But they all should know Him. How about all be instructed by Him? Only then, my brothers and sisters, when the world is gathered after the conscience of one, the instruction of one, do we have the hope of genuine peace, agreement. Only then, my brothers and sisters, will the world be consecrated in the manner in which the Most High can be pleased. I want you to hear me, my brothers and sisters. Compare that scripture. Revelation 22:18. Says, for I testify to every man that hears the words of the prophecy of this book. And I'm not just talking about the book of Revelation. Because in the book of Revelation, we have reiterations of testimonies and prophecies from throughout the book. And we need the full elaboration of it all. For I testify to every man that hears the words of the prophecy of this book. If any man add unto these things, in other words, add something outside, let's put it this way, add something outside the plan, outside the path, or seek to misdirect his brother not to see these things rightly, truly according to that which the Most High decreed. He said, Yah shall add to him the plagues that are written in this book. If any man should take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, Yah shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city, taking away from him, at this point, my brothers and sisters, the blessings that are written in this book. It's time to understand the reality, my brothers and sisters. We must see things aright. And say, he which testified these same things says, surely I come quickly. They put down quickly means suddenly and unexpectedly, meaning that he comes at a time when men have not taken all things that he has declared to consideration. Isaiah 52:15-53:1 says the same. The Messiah will silence the kings because they had not compelled the people to consider all which should have been considered. So the question is, who's prepared to believe his report? A lot of folks, sadly, foolishly, expect leaders who are innately treacherous against telling the whole truth to tell them what they need, my brothers and sisters, to prepare for Messiah. My brothers and sisters, scripture says Messiah is going to expose the failings and the testimonies of all men. Whatever it is that men have not sought to comprehend all they should have comprehended with the time they've been allowed. I know the Most High told me very early on, I asked him a very powerful question. I asked him, what purpose did he make man? He told me the answer. I thought I really knew something. The very next day, he told me something about what he had said to me the day before that utterly shocked me. And quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, what he told me, said, if I'd have contemplated fully enough what I told him, what he had told me the day before, he said what he told me that day would not have been such a surprise to me. But so it's going to be with God. There's so much that's contained in Scripture. Men have not contemplated these things to the remission which they could, even though it's the first command that they must. And not to do so, my brothers and sisters, has been the sin of mankind. When he says the grace, my brothers and sisters, he that testifies these things, surely I will come unexpectedly. And so shall it be, even so come. In other words, even if he come to reprove the world needs it. The only way the kingdom of Yah is going to be manifest. And he says the grace of our Lord Yeshua, the curtsy. If you understood it like of old, you'd understand what that means. Be with you all. So be it. It means the truth of him. How many say they understand Messiah and they call him a Christ, not understood what that meant? How they've been twisted by this term Christ, not to seek the fullness of all that is divine will. Some have called him Messiah and anointed one, but God, what the anointing does, teach all things, brings all things to remembrance, reproves all error. It's a counsel unto one perfect healing of human mind and conscience. But men have asked for that spirit only to be complicit with and exalted by the various standards of their institutions. Our brothers and sisters, that is an utter, complete blasphemy against the power of the Holy Spirit. And my brothers and sisters, to abuse or misuse and not seek the fruition of all the Spirit would reveal. My brothers and sisters, that is a grievous sin. You ask for the Spirit to be made whole. And there are those who ask for this, when they ask for the Spirit, ask to be forgiven, actually ask to be at one with the Most High, seeking only that which seems wise to their own hearts rather than asking the Most High, as we all should, what is missing in our conscience, that we might be made whole for the good of all. Whatever men have not done or performed that task, my brothers and sisters, it has been sin. Whatever men have done such a thing, my brothers and sisters, the wages of such sin has not been life, but death. Most High has prepared and declared the standard after which all his people shall agree, have peace, even unto life. And the multitude of various institutions we see in this world declare that man has not been true to that devotion. Acts 3:18-23 says Messiah is going to come for the restitution of all things. Messiah will appear for the restitution of all things. According to all the Most High declared from the very beginning. By the mouth of his holy prophets since the world began. And I can't tell you how many times I've talked to so-called religious leaders. We have no intention to tell you what all is written in that book, nor the eventuation that is declared in it. If they did tell you what you should look for, you would still seek, my brothers and sisters. You would be wise enough to seek if you really understood. To seek beyond all the leaders have known, beyond all the leaders have told. Because it's the wisdom, my brothers and sisters, that has been forgotten that will determine salvation. Meaning again, my brothers and sisters, whoever does not look for that restitution, for that restoration, trust in some manner of blindness with which the Most High cannot be pleased. Here, my brothers and sisters, the scripture says we walk according to the flesh, satisfied with a sedentary sense of conscience, we die. But if we walk after the Spirit, how about seeking the exceeding word of the Most High, my brothers and sisters, that by, just like Messiah, by his anointing, discerns conscience beyond all the leaders? My brothers and sisters, if we seek conscience beyond all the rulers, As it says also in Psalm 119:97, give me more understanding than all the elder and the honorable, that I might keep thy instructions. Only if we were prepared, my brothers and sisters, to seek all the truth that has been missing for the course of ages, are we found true to the plan of the Most High for those who would petition him for his spirit. It's sad that so many of us have not discerned that. The flattery of the leaders has been a damning device in their hands for a very long time. Men, my brothers and sisters, looking to be justified by a worldly status quo, have not given a vowel unto what is required of a prophet. Do you really think a prophet's message, my brothers and sisters, is after the sedentary conscience of most men? Scripture says kings should shut their mouth because of him, because that which they had not considered, they should be made to consider. Scripture says vision is not like unto the sons of men. How is it men believe that receiving a spirit from on high, the conscience that was before all the divisions of man, that they still speak as do those whose orientations have only been after the various rulers of this earth who have been treacherous in their conspiring against the real gift of the anointing? Look at Psalm 2 and understand, my brothers and sisters. Wake up time. It won't be after the status quo, men's complicity to a worldly, any worldly status quo, that any man will be delivered. Men say they believe. And my brothers and sisters, do people actually believe that the Messiah will not bring a sense of conscience any greater than that which they have heard from their leaders? If he is King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and he comes to the restitution of all things, and calls it a sin, my brothers and sisters, that we have not remembered so much, how is it, my brothers and sisters, people expect that they have been delivered under rulers who continually hide the truth? Messiah is called the righteous one, likened to the rising sun that casts out the darkness. How about confusion? Cast out whatever veil that has stood against men seeing the light, revealing the light the world, the whole world has sought to obscure, and exposing, my brothers and sisters, whoever it is that would keep the truth from you. We are commanded by the Most High to seek the fullness of his wisdom. Every single living soul is commanded to seek the fullness of all the Most High requires. There be no disagreements among us. The reason why the scripture said in Isaiah 48, oh, that we kept his commandments, then his peace would have been as our peace would have been as a river, and our righteousness the ways of the sea. Isaiah 59 talks about the way of peace we have not known. The way of peace is the gospel. It's called the gospel of peace, both in Romans 10 and in Ephesians 6. How about reading around 620 to 627? In both cases, the gospel is called the gospel of peace. Most High did not say that men would have peace with him, seeking to add or take away from his word in any way. If I need to repeat that, I'll say it again. Most High did not say that any man would have peace with him, adding or taking away from his word as they please. Most High did not anoint anyone to go forth and preach the gospel however he wants to. The gospel is the whole word. The scripture says if any man preaches any other gospel, in other words, where he adds or take away anything, he said, let him be accursed, because his doctrines, being pluralistic in their partiality or perversion, are divisive against the healing and the peace the Most High plans for mankind. If any man preach any of the gospel, it says in Galatians 1, let him be accursed. We don't have the option, my brothers and sisters, if we make a vow unto the name of him who is all and everything that he is, we do not have the option of compromising or twisting the words after what carnal man I said. We don't have the right to compromise the words after what carnal men desire to hear. The words of Yah have always been like a sharp two-edged sword, discerning the thoughts and intents of the heart, and actually discerning, my brothers and sisters, whether men want the whole truth or not. Let me repeat again something I said earlier. Since the great falling away, wherein Rome murdered literally millions upon millions, some say 60 to 100 million between those that were greatly persecuted and tortured and outright murdered in the first four centuries, when Rome sought to hide from you the fact that the early church knew the Messiah 2,000 years ago had come before. They sought to hide from you, my brothers and sisters, the fact that a gospel was preached after which a monotheist revolution occurred. There's a reason why there are ancient cities throughout the East that even before Yeshua's time 2,000 years ago, and it's amazing, my brothers and sisters, these cities have names like El on the end, Yah on the end, Jah on the end. It's all reflective of a monotheist revolution that occurred earlier, my brothers and sisters, but Rome sought to turn back the peace that came in that monotheist revolution that established the kingdom that was called Kurdistan for a reason, after one who was called the Kurdi, Kur meaning sun, Tis meaning rise, relating, my brothers and sisters, him who brings forth the light, the invariant light. Yes, my brothers and sisters, that reconciles the hearts, that can reconcile the hearts of men beyond all the nations. If you look at the book of Jacob, it tells us that we're scattered among the nations, among a multitude of variant, how about my brothers and sisters, ignorant ideals. He said, the Most High still requires of us a perfect work, and we're not going to get it after the imperfect, after a multitude of imperfect standards. So we have to ask the Most High. If we seek to mock the Most High, or make frivolous any of his words, or counterfeit his identity, after any partial standards, and let not that, how about not just unstable, but adversarial soul, think he'll receive anything from Yah. Woe to the soul, my brothers and sisters, that would try to seek to be justified before the Most High after a standard less than his own. That, my brothers and sisters, is the worship of devils. It always has been. Like I said, the scripture said that murderous system will establish a false government, imagining itself in so many ways, my brothers and sisters, holy, because it says in 2 Thessalonians that wicked men will sit right there behind the pulpits of your temples, causing men to prefer unrighteous, not the fullness of all that is divine will, hating the truth. And it's all a pretense the Messiah will have to come to expose. Meaning that from that time, our brothers and sisters, what men have trusted has been a counterfeit. The institutions of man, even when they call upon the name of the Most High, believing that the status quo was viable, they only still swore allegiance to the status quo. Devil worship, my brothers and sisters. The denominations that came as a result of that falling away have not sought the fullness of all that is divine will, and neither have any of the nations. The Pope was a liar. All the denominations that have come as a result of it have not sought the whole truth. What they call later the Magna Carta and what they call the divine right of kings, hey, as if they had a right to subdivide the words according to the conscience of their kingdom. Messiah said, teach you all the nations. And that means even the rulers, they need to convert to a higher conscience that is his. He said, all power and authority, all the principles of the Holy Kingdom have been given unto him, and all had to convert unto it. You can't convert after you convert what? A fallen conscience converted to a still yet fallen conscience? That's not the conscience of the Most High. The gospel is the conscience of the Most High beyond them all. If they seek to subdivide that after anything less, they're all a bunch of damn fools. And that's what they've always been. Damn foolish deceivers, my brothers and sisters, and an oath to a deceptive system or a false concept of Messiah, like I said, setting up a false concept of Messiah, horns like a lamb and speaking as a dragon, has still been an avowal unto a pack of lies, not the true Messiah as he is. Meaning, my brothers and sisters, all such oaths have been unto vanity and allegiance, my brothers and sisters, never unto genuine peace in the world, never unto genuine salvation, not unto preparing even for the kingdom of Yah. Again, my brothers and sisters, we were told, not all have heard the preaching of the gospel. Not all have heard the preaching of the gospel of the kingdom of Yah. Most have only heard, my brothers and sisters, the various false gospels after which men have sought to establish peace within the scope of their various nations and denominations. And my brothers and sisters, Scripture says you're not, you know, whoever calls upon his name after the in vain or after a lesser standard, not seeking all his will, not faithful. My brothers and sisters, that hadn't even faith in Yah at all. Just because people go to the church, the churches, the worldly churches, does not make them believers, does not make them faithful. They go to an institution that will uphold worldly standards, my brothers and sisters. What does Scripture say? Whoever will call upon his name in vain. If they hear him, my brothers and sisters, he's, what is it, Exodus 20 and 7. Should not call upon the name or take the name of the Most High. Associate says you call your leaders in any way to seek to associate yourself with the name of the Most High after any standard less than the fullness of all that is his. That's what it means, not after the vanities of the idols that men seek to comfort themselves in. They say, well, man will not be counted blameless, will not be counted guiltless who does it, which means the man who does this is deceptive and therefore guilty. It's only after the exceeding conscience the Most High himself gives and the exceeding truth that he gives that conquers and helps you to see beyond every lie, every illusion, every pretense that sets men free finally to serve the Most High himself. There's a reason why Messiah said, unless you believe that I am he, you will die in your sins. He already knew the leaders were hiding the truth, not seeking the fullness of truth, didn't have the conscience for it even. Unless you believe that I am he who can restore these things to your conscience. You say, if I do not go, the comfort of the Holy Spirit that teaches all things will not come. That means he gave his very life that men might see a lordship, a righteousness beyond all the leaders. You say, unless you believe that I am that one, you will die in your sins. How about subject to allegiances to those who could only keep you in darkness? Shocking thing, yes, I know. But I'm telling you now, my brothers and sisters, this article is on my website, hiddengospel.com, the secret city prophecies containing truths. The scriptures say in so many ways that the leaders would not prepare you to rightly understand or believe. Articles like hiddengospel.com, Tribulation 70 to 365 AD. I want to talk about what happened. Hey, millions were murdered, and you're going to sit back and say that meant nothing? Millions who believe were murdered, that the truth be silenced. And the scripture says after that arise, there will be a rise of false prophets, never telling you the whole truth, never teaching you really truly beyond worldly status quos. Think about it. Both Jew and Gentile had their various status quos, but my brothers and sisters, you have to understand, 2,000 years ago when Messiah made the scene, Rome had already come in and subjugated Israel and set up and killed off the priests and set up a priesthood according to Roman ideals under the constraints of men, polytheist men, maintaining confusion, afraid oftentimes to speak of the truth that the status quo has sought to hide because to declare the truth beyond Caesar. Meant that there was a kingship and a sovereignty beyond Caesar, and that for which Rome said they murdered Messiah. However, Rome won't talk about the idea by having committed such a murder. Oh, my brothers and sisters, it's time we wake up and see beyond this mass of illusions. Did you hear, my brothers and sisters? It's time we see beyond this mass of illusions and realize the truth. Rome murdered all the priests. We look for a king out of the tribe of Judah. Set up a priesthood that was complicit after Roman ideas. Rome wanted to have dominion over the people. Certainly they couldn't tell the people they needed to look for righteousness way beyond their hypocrisies. And just like they are flattering bastards of a reprobate mind. In other words, guess what? If you can't see or teach beyond worldly status quo, that is an undisciplined, reprobate mind. The discipline comes from the Most High. It teaches you a sense of conscience that exceeds this massive worldly corruptions. I repeat, my brothers and sisters, there's a need to understand. Every single prophecy concerning Messiah in the last days says he comes because the whole world has fallen far short of what the Most High can be pleased with. If the leaders sit back and tell you that you're still being saved after their standard And I regret to say, have to say this, my brothers and sisters, but if anybody wants to believe that after the fallen standards we see in this world, that he is delivered and that he has no need to see anything more, that means, my brothers and sisters, he is already pronated to worship devils anyway and to hell with them. That might sound like a hard statement, but the truth of the matter is, my brothers and sisters, the Most High will send Messiah to break that curse. And those who want to believe that a mass of contradictions is true to the Holy Spirit can never be disciples under the Most High and never could be viable unto his kingdom. So hell is where, my brothers and sisters, the grave and destruction is the only place, my brothers and sisters, that there are such souls could find their eventuality that this world finally have peace. Most High was created with a purpose to emanate the thoughts of his creator. And those who are adversarial against that realization cannot be his servants. It's that simple. Besides, say, said, I make no request for the world. I make no request then for those who delight in the mass of contradictions. See, I make no request for them. It means he made no request for their survival. Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? He made no request for them to be saved or preserved. He said, I make no request for the world, but for those who receive thy word. What about the why? Should he preserve those who reject his word? Should he preserve those who call him a liar and confuse their brothers? Should he preserve those, my brothers and sisters, who don't want his instruction? Most High has already said that he's declared a king. When he gave man dominion, it was not that men subdivide the world after their own ideas against the Maker. Man was never given the authority to divide this world and abuse its resources. That men become contentious against men. That was not the purpose for which the Most High made this world, my brothers and sisters. The greatest gift he can give is a law whereby men recognize, hear me now, my brothers and sisters, that we each have a responsibility. We say I'm our brother's keeper. We each have a responsibility to seek the truth for the good of one another. True to the fruition of all that is divine will, the preserving of what is divine conscience. That's the utmost command of all. Anybody who doesn't like that because they want to exalt themselves, who doesn't want to realize when the Most High gave dominion to man, it was always with the expectation of Shiloh, the regathering of the people, meaning that the people from which his people must be regathered are all sin. If you don't like that idea, that when he gave that man dominion, it was to preserve the idea of divine dominion in the earth. If you don't like that idea, my brothers and sisters, all that you have worshipped is then hell worship. Then devil worship. Hey, the false religion of this world says you can add and take away, or men can add and take away and still be called believers. I see scripture calling that a curse, meaning the Most High does not identify such fallen standards as being true to his spirit or him or allegiance to him at all. So many things I wanted to tell you tonight. I got things that I guess right now have been written up in notes, the things that Most High has on me to tell you. I know if I were to sit back and really get on it like it needs to be got on, it would take hours and hours and hours and hours. Hey, I got a laptop in front of me with pages of notes. The screen has been black. I haven't even turned it on since the beginning of this show. I look forward to the day. And it won't be the kind of time constraints we're talking about now. I look forward to the day when more people will have the foundation that I can speak much more freely concerning so many truths, because it seems that I'm over and over again having to rehash information that I've talked about again and again. Some of you were never so easy to be quick to understand. I know a lot of folks look at my website and say, well, it's a lot of information. Those who know me well But tell you, just about anything that's on that website that's not written, I could tell you a jillion reasons why so many of those things are so. It's a framework to get started with. But the scripture says the Holy Spirit teaches all things, brings all things to remembrance, the whys and the wherefores. I would tell any soul that was willing to look at that book that they call a Bible with any really devote, real serious devotion, you have to ask the Most High while you're reading not only what is there, but why it's there. Why is there that you might better understand and discern what is divine purpose? If you don't do that, my brothers and sisters, your efforts to understand, did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? If you don't do that, your efforts to understand are in vain and are an insult. For man is foolish who wants to believe that after a carnal mind, he sees all the height, depth, and breadth of the massive implications that are in every word and sentence the Most High himself has spoken. But I can tell you something, my brothers and sisters, it's happened to me. I know without question the Most High, if he wants to teach something, he can tell you something and tell you a billion reasons why it's so in a matter of split seconds. But the question I have to ask, my brothers and sisters, how many granted that information? Yes, that information is effective in converting the mind and heart. But the question is, my brothers and sisters, how many, if they had access to such information, would be true to it? Knowing that if you twist anything the Most High gives you outside of his context, you may never be counted worthy to hear from him again, and such a soul is surely damned. How many of us, my brothers and sisters? How many of us? Scripture talks about Messiah in the last days sealing 144,000 and those initially found worthy. How is it so many have thought that they can be confirmed to enter the Most High after what simply seems wise in their own hearts? Most High has already confirmed and sealed and chosen whom he will. He promises that our whole world must look to him for his law. But there are those who sit back and believe that they don't need a law to be to have a sense of order. They don't need a reconciling King of Kings. Don't need a Shiloh. The Most High gave the million to man is with the expectation of a Shiloh. That if man got out of order, disruptive and corrupt in his understanding, Most High one day will restore the truth to the man that forgotten for ages. That has always been the plan of the Most High. But not everyone, my brothers and sisters, has been as diligent or wanted to be as diligent as the Most High commands we must be. Blessed are those who will be willing to hear the truth and obey the truth upon hearing it. Till we speak again, my brothers and sisters, this has been Eddie Meow of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. I'm asking that you would please check out that website of mine, hiddengospel.com. Learn how you can become constituent with the ministry. The Most High is truly called for the healing of his people to declare the missing things that we might be made whole. And until we speak again, my brothers and sisters, this has been Eddie Meow of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Under his might, under his honor, and his praise always. Hallelujah. And I thank you all again. Yes, I do, for listening. I'm looking forward to elaborating more heavily upon these things. But there's a healing that is needed for our people. And we have to learn beyond every entity, my brothers and sisters, that caused us to hate, so many of us to hate, the principle and the purpose even of our own existence. But thank Yah that he has promised even now to begin the work of the healing. And putting them back in order, my brothers and sisters, and restoring the mind. So much, my brothers and sisters, that must be restored to mind and placed again in order.